Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise will continually be in my mouth. You just tuned in to Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry, 1 hour of power. I'm your ministering host, Minister Elaine Jackson. We want to welcome you to the service today, whether by phone or by web. We are so glad that you took time out of your busy day to be a part of the service today. We want to welcome our new listeners to the service today. We do hope and pray that you will continue to listen and tune in every Sunday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Call a neighbor, call a friend, text them, email them, tweet them, hit them up on Facebook and let them know that we're on the air live. Amen. Happy Pentecost Sunday. Amen. To God be the glory. We just want to welcome you. We just thank God for you being here and being a part and following this ministry. To God be the glory. The message today is coming from Hebrews, the 11th chapter. We're going to talk a little bit about faith today, amen, and how important it is to have faith in this day and in this time that we're living in now, amen. I'm going to go ahead and open us up in prayer. Father, we just thank you for another Pentecost Sunday. We thank you for sending the Holy Spirit and the Comforter. Lord, we just give you praise and honor and glory for it. Even now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we bless your name. We praise your name. We thank you, God, for thou art an awesome God, the God of all God. And, Lord, we give you praise. We give you honor and we give you glory. We magnify your name. Lord, we thank you for this day, a day that we've never seen before and a day that we'll never see again. We thank you, Father God, for starting us on our way and waking us up this morning. We thank you, Father God, for keeping us and providing all of our needs. We thank you, Father, because thou art a provider. We thank you, Father God, that you are our source. We thank you, Lord God, that you are our redeemer, that you are our healer, that you are our main source in all that we need. We said thank you. We thank you, Father, that you are a way maker, a promise keeper. You're the light in our very darkness. We thank you, God, that you're able to do just what you said you would do. And we give you praise and honor and glory for it even now. We pray, Father God, that you will comfort those who are mourning after the loss of a loved one. We pray that you will strengthen these families, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you even now to save a soul, God. Save a soul for your glory, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Open up the blinded eyes that they may see the glory of God and turn from sin, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. We ask you to heal. We ask you to deliver. We ask you to set free. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, deliver your people for whatever is coming against them, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. You told us, Lord, that we would never be alone, that you would never forsake us, that you're always with us. You told us, Father God, that you would meet us at our point of need, and we said thank you. We give you praise and honor for being our shepherd. And no matter what we go through, we know that you are with us, and we said thank you, God. We give you praise and honor, God, even now, God, in the name of Jesus. Help those, oh, Father God, that don't see a way and think there's no way. But you are a way maker, God. You're able to make a way out of no way. When it seems impossible, it's never too hard for you, oh, God. So we said thank you. We ask you to make a way. We ask that you will pay the bill, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, that they can rest, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. So we give you praise, oh, God. We give you honor and we give you glory in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. The message will be coming from Hebrews today. And we're going to, I'm going to kind of skip some of the scriptures because I've got a main point that we're going to talk about today when it comes to faith today. Amen. We're going to start at verse number 1, Hebrews, the 11th chapter. And the word of God reads, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And I'm going to go down to verse number 6. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And then we're going to skip to verse number 8. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed. And he went out, not knowing whether he went. By faith, he journeyed in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in the tabernacle with Isaac and Jacob, the heir with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which had foundation, whom builder and maker is God. And we're going to stop right there. This is the word of God for the people of God. Amen. I do want to encourage you to go back and read the entirety of the chapter. Amen. So that you can get an understanding of God's word and what he is saying unto your spirit about faith. Amen. The title of our message today is Abraham's Faith. We want to talk about Abraham's faith because faith is the key to our walk with God. I know many say, well, why do you talk about faith so much? Why are you always talking about faith? Because the Bible just told us in verse number 6, but without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is. By faith, we have to believe that God is God. By faith, we have to know that God is a promise keeper. By faith, we have to know that God is the God of all gods. And in order for us to walk with him, to talk with him, to live for him, to live in holiness and righteousness before him, we got to have some faith. And the day and the time that we're living in today, we're going to have some faith. Because faith, the Bible says, is the something of something that we cannot see as an unseen thing. So when we think about our God, no man has seen God. No man has seen God. Therefore, we must have faith to believe that he is. We got to have faith as Abraham had. See, the Bible told us that Abraham heard the voice of God. And when Abraham heard the voice of God and God told Abraham to move, it was by Abraham's faith that he took his family, he left what he knew to go into a new land, a promise of the Lord. In a land where God had promised to bless him, in a land where it would be new unto him. And he had to have enough faith and to be driven by his faith to move into the land. Abraham is known as a man of faith. Today, we got to have faith because we're living at a time where people hate God. We're living in a time where people are coming against the word of God, and we have that faith to believe what God has promised us in the word. No matter what we're going through, no matter what God is doing, sometimes we lose the faith and we begin to doubt. Well, you know, Abraham truly trusted God. He had enough faith in God, and he trusted God, and he believed what God had told him to do, and he went out on this journey. We as believers, when we come to Christ, we're on a journey of faith, and we cannot look at what we see, but it's the unseen things that we can't see. And we must believe it. Abraham took his family and he moved. He went on his way. I don't know whether Sarah really believed what Abraham had said, but she went with her husband on this journey, Christian journey of faith. And we must go on a journey, but we must have faith. We got to have faith like Abraham had because If we don't have that kind of faith, if we don't have that kind of strong faith, if we don't have that true faith in the things that are about to come in this land that we're living in and in this world that we're living in, we're not going to make it. We got to have faith. We got to have faith in God. We got to trust him. And every season of our life, we got to trust God no matter what we're going through, because we're living in time where people are mocking, where people don't believe in God, and they're coming against the people of God. And so we got to be like Abraham. We got to have that faith that says, I'm going to move when God says move. I'm going to be obedient when God tells me to do a thing. You know, many times, and some of us miss the blessings of God because we are not obedient unto God. It says that when Abraham was called to go out into the place which he should after receive for an inheritance, he obeyed. And he went. In other words, he packed up his tent and he went on his way. And he didn't even know where he was going. But he had enough faith and enough trust in God to know that if God told me to do the thing, that God has already made the way. Now, many times we as believers, we go through it. Now, if you are truly a Christian, if you're truly a man and woman of God, you're going to go through some stuff. And you're going to have faith to move forward, because I can imagine that somebody probably said to Abraham, you know, why are we moving out of this land? We don't know. You don't even know where you're going, Abraham. You're trying to take us to another land. We don't want to go to that land. That land may be dry. That land may be this. We don't want to leave. We want to stay where we are. But Abraham obeyed God. And it was by his faith that he obeyed God. He trusted God to know that if God said a thing, God can do it. Now, many times in our lives, God tells us to do a thing, but we're not obedient to God. You know, just the other day, God had told me to do a thing, and I didn't question that thing that he asked me to do. I just went ahead and did what he said. And I want you to know that it was a blessing unto what he told me to do. You know, when God tells you to do a thing, we must be obedient unto God and have enough faith to believe that if he told us to do a thing, it's a reason and a purpose for it. You know, I don't know about you, but if God told you, like he did Abraham, to move to a land that you were not familiar with, if he told you to move out of a job that you're not familiar with, you know, because sometimes we get so comfortable in a certain place because that's all we ever know. Sometimes we get stuck in jobs because that's all we ever know. But God has opened the door, and God has told you to move. God has told you to open a business, but you ain't had enough faith to even do it. You had a little faith, but when you got to the thing, what it was trying to do, and it was a lot more work than you thought it would be, you kind of dropped the ball on it. But God is telling you to go back to that thing. Whatever that business is that he has told you to open, whatever business, because he already done made the way, because we have to look at Abraham's faith. Abraham did not know where he was going. He just know that God said to go. And he got his family and all those that were with him and took them with him, except the ones that didn't want to go and went the opposite way. That's a message for another time. But Abraham believed God. And we have to believe God and know that God is able. God is a God that is able. We can't please God without faith. We can't please him. The word tells us it's impossible to please him if we don't have faith in him. If every little storm that comes our way, if every little problem that comes, because you know if you're truly of God and God is in you, you're going to go through some stuff.
and stuff is going to tear down around you. People going to act crazy and foolish. They're going to rise up against you, but you got to have enough faith to know that it's already done. You got to know that Jesus already won your battle. You got to know by faith that he won it at the cross. You got to know it by faith. You got to have faith. Lord, I don't understand what you're doing. What you doing, Lord? You got to talk to him. I love talking to him. I talk to him all the time. But you got to talk to him. I talk to him. He listen to you. And one thing about when you talk to Jesus, you ain't got to worry about him telling nobody else. He ain't going to put it on every signboard. But when you talk to him, talk to him. If you're nervous about something, talk to him. Because one thing about that true faith and that faith that Abraham had perfect faith in God. And he just believed God without a shadow of a doubt. But how do we get to that place? How do we get to the place where we have that kind of faith? Well, when you go through trials and tribulation, when God tells you to do a thing and you don't understand what he's doing, and then God worked the thing out. He manifested that promise, or whatever he has promised you, he manifested in your life. And you now, that's what God was trying to do in my life. And many times I say, oh, God, I thank you that I heard you. I thank you that I did what you told me to do. I thank you, God, that I'm keeping your promises. I'm doing what you told me to do. I promised you that I was going to do this. I was going to do the work of ministry. I promised you that I was going to be faithful and committed unto you. By my faith, I'm going to do the work of ministry. But many times we don't never do what we're going to do for God. We don't do it. We got only faith to get what we can get out of God. Well, he's not calling us to do that. We got to have some real, true faith like Abraham had. Abraham had that faith to believe that whatever God had promised unto him, it was going to come to pass. He had that kind of faith, that he had that now faith. He had that faith that believed and hoped in the thing. You got to have that trust. And you got to have that faith because they work together. You got to trust God. You got to believe in him. You got to hold on to his word, whatever his word says. But you know, some of us, we don't even spend enough time in the word. So how can we have faith? How can we have faith in God if we're not even hearing the word and we ain't even reading the word? Faith comes by hearing of what? The word of God. So we have to have the word of God down in our spirit. And we got to have it on our mind. We got to have it written on our mind. Because it just may be a time where you won't be able to listen to the voice of truth. It may be a time where we won't have Bible. It might be a time that you won't even be able to say the name of Jesus, and you're going to have to know the word. You're going to have to know about Abraham's faith. You're going to have to know about faith in God to make it through. You got to believe that the victory is already won by your faith. Abraham's faith is what we got to have. We got to have that kind of faith. We got to have that kind of faith to know that God is able to provide. We got to have that faith. Even though Abraham was going to this land, he didn't know what the land was going to be like when he got there. He didn't know really probably how long it was going to take him to get there. But he had to go. I wonder, when God tells you it's time for you to get up out the land, it's time for you to go somewhere, will you move? Or will you just wait in your own time? Because he will tell you it's time to move, but some of us, we won't move. We just sat down like a frog on a log, and we won't move. And he's telling us that we got to move. We got to get out of this thing of just sitting there and just waiting. Faith means I got to move. Abraham had to take up his tent. He had to take his family and Sarah and all the rest of them. He had to take all of them with him. He had to get up and go. He could not wait. He had to move. He didn't know what he was going to, but he knew he had a God that he could trust. So we got to know that we got a God that we can trust. How can God get you into the new land? How can God get you into the promised land? How can he get you into the new thing? How can he get you into that new place if you won't move? If you don't have no faith to move? If you're worried about what others are saying or what other people gonna think, it is by
your faith and your trust in God. You got to move. See, faith says, I got to move. And I cannot believe it. And one thing about faith is, it is something that we simply cannot see. And you know, a lot of times we look at our situation and what we are going through in life, and we look at that thing and we think, there's no way out. God just forgot about me. Where are you, God? You just done forgot about me. I'm catching hell down here. God, you done forgot about me. Why won't you help me? Look like everybody prospering but me. Where's mine at, Lord? But you still got to have faith. Because faith is not what we see. It is what we cannot see. And that's what faith is, and you got to have it to walk on this Christian journey. You got to have faith. And when you have faith in God, everything will be all right. When you got faith in God, because God will supply every need. I'm pretty sure and a fact that everything that Abraham and his family and Sarah needed was provided for the journey. God is not leaving you alone. God is not taking anything away from you because he's telling you to move. You know, sometimes you got to get away from some people. Sometimes you got to come out of that old mindset. Some of us is just stuck in mindsets and old places and what it used to be. It ain't that time anymore. We're living in a whole different time and era now. And we got to get prepared. We got to get ready because Jesus is soon going to come. And it's not going to get no better. So we got to have faith like Abraham to believe God. We got to have that kind of faith. We got to have that true faith. And you know, with faith, and we're going to talk about it that next week, but faith is something that you must have to walk with the Lord. It's faith. And you're going to go through some things. But that's the only way that you will ever know that God is. That's the only way that you will know that God is able to pay your bills. You ain't got to do anything. You ain't got to lay with everybody. God can pay your bills. If you believe and have faith, if you pay your tithes and your offering, we won't even be obedient with that. And God has told many to sow into Without Walls Worldwide Ministry and the ministries under that, under the leadership of apostles. But you still yet have not been obedient unto God and paid them tithes and offerings. We got to do what God said, because there's always something attached to it, always a blessing in it. And if we are obedient, see, we ought to be obedient unto God in all things. Now, Abraham was obedient unto God, and he moved. Because God had promised him that he was going to bless him. He promised Abraham a son. He promised Abraham the promised land. He promised Abraham these things. So Abraham had enough faith, had to have enough faith to believe what God had said. Because he certainly didn't see it. Because it said he didn't even know where he was going. Yet, he picked up all his stuff and he left. That's why faith says faith is a something a thing hoped for. It's not something that you see. But it's what you believe in God for. And no matter what you're going through, and no matter how bad it is, no matter how you're being treated, you know, you may be treated bad on your job. You may be treated bad by other people. Other people may mock you. They may say other things about you. But you got to believe God. God's going to bring you through the thing. But you got to trust him and have faith in him. You can't turn from God. You know, some of us, we turn away from God. When we're going through a thing, we turn away from him. We can't turn away from him. We need to run to him. And say, Lord, I trust you. Lord, I believe you. I got faith that you know what's best for me. So we got to realize that God knows what is best for us. We have to know that it's by our faith that makes all things possible for us as believers. And we got to have it.
You can't even get by faith. You got to have faith. You got to have faith. You must have faith in God to make it. You got to have faith to believe. You got to have faith as Abraham had on his journey. Abraham journeyed to another land, but it was by and through his faith to move. Because God's getting ready to do some great and marvelous things for the believers all over the nation. But you got to have enough faith to move. Some of us going to have to move out the land. And we ain't going to want to move, but you got to move. So go ahead and start praying. Ask God to detach you from that thing spiritually and physically and emotionally so that you can move. Because when that time comes, you got to be able to go. You got to pick up and leave. Because your blessing is in the land. Your blessing is in whatever God has promised unto you. The promised land. We can say it like that. The promised land. It's in that place of promise that the blessings of God will come. But you're going to have to move. You got to have the faith that Abraham had to move. Faith does not mean to sit there. Faith without work is dead. And you say, well, you talk about it, faith. Well, you got to have faith. And if you ain't got no faith, you ain't going to make it. You ain't going to make it on this side without no faith in God. We got haters of God. We got them all over the land that hate the people of God and the things of God. So we got to know God. We got to know him for ourselves. In order for us to walk the walk and talk the talk, we got to have faith. We got to walk by faith. We got to live by faith. We got to talk by faith. When everybody else complaining, when everybody else saying, I ain't going to make it, or you ain't going to make it, you got to speak that word and say, I live by faith, and I trust my God. Everything going to be all right. Because he's able to do what he said he can do. I'm a living witness that if you trust God and you believe in God, God will make a way for you. And you don't have to worry about a thing. You just got to move. You got to be moved by your faith. You got to move. Why are you just sitting there? You got to move. You got to make that move. You got to move. Abraham did not doubt. He didn't doubt God. You know, sometimes we trust God, and then other times we doubt God. And then when God don't give us what we want, then we get mad with God. Because we think we're supposed to have it right now. And that's not what I wanted. I wanted this. I wanted this house. I want this car. I want this man. I want this woman. I want this. It just may not be your season. Because when the right time comes, then it'll come to pass in life. But it's going to come by faith. Faith, you know what faith also said? Faith said, I got to wait on the things of God. I got to wait on the things of God. Just because you want it right now don't mean he's going to give it to you, because he's a giver of time, and he's not going to change his time. Just because you are mad and you want it right now, ain't going to happen. When he has a time and a season already set, you got to have faith and believe that if he promised it unto you, it shall come to pass. But those things come to pass to those that believe, those that are committed and faithful unto God and are obedient unto God. Obedience to God. That means I got to keep paying tithes and offer. That means I got to keep doing the work of ministry. I can't let nothing separate me from that. No matter where I am in life, I can't let nothing separate me from that. I can't let nothing separate me from the love of God. I can't love nothing. I can't love nobody more than I love God. I can't love my husband or my children more than I love God. I can't love a house and a car and money more than I love God. But I got to have faith in God. The problem is we don't have no faith in God. We put faith in the world system. We put faith in our husbands. We put faith in our children. And we live in a world today where children don't love their parents. They don't care nothing about them. We're living in a world today where people are unfaithful unto one another. We got to have faith because we're living in trying times. And you know, back in the day when Abraham, back in the day, all they had was faith in God. They didn't have the luxury that we have today. They didn't have the fine houses and the cars and the education that some of us have. They didn't have all the money in the bank like we have today. They had tents. They lived under tents. They traveled with tents and camels and donkeys and all those kind of things. They didn't have what we have today, but yet they trusted God. They believed God. They believed that God would make a way for them. But we just got too much. We ain't got no faith in God. We got faith in everything else, but we don't have any faith in God. We got to have faith like Abraham had. We got to have faith because faith is what we don't see, not what we see. And if we're waiting and we're waiting on God in faith, see, you got to wait on God in faith. That's one thing we got to do is wait on him in faith. No matter how long it takes, it's going to be worth the wait when we wait in faith. And if we move like Abraham moved, so when God tells you to do a thing, and you may not see what he's telling you to do. He did me like that the other day. I just love the Lord, y'all. I tell you, I just love the Lord. And he told me to do a thing, and I did it, and it was a blessing attached to it. I tell you, when you are obedient unto God, even when you don't understand what he's doing, that one thing that he may be telling you to do, it be the thing that he's telling you to move and do. It's the thing that will bring forth and manifest the promises in your life. The thing is, we want God to do for us, but we don't want to be obedient. That's why the word said he didn't know where he was going. Abraham didn't know where he was going, but yet he had faith enough to move. He had faith to go to his wife and tell his wife, this is what God has said unto me. See, some of y'all don't talk to your wife. But I believe that he went to Sarah and said, you know what? I heard the voice of God. And God said for me to move, for us to move, that he's going to bless me. I'm going to be the father of many nations. I'm going to have many descendants, as in the stars and the sky and the sand and all that. And he had to believe it. He had to believe what God had said. He had to trust him. And it was in his faith. Everything that you do for God is about your faith. To be saved, it's through your faith. That's why I said, by faith through grace, we are saved. We got to believe by faith that when Jesus died on the cross, it was already done. And whatever we are seeking, whatever we are believing God for, we got to believe it by faith, like Abraham believed by faith. We got to believe it. And we got to believe it now. Faith is right now. It's your faith from yesterday. You got to have faith every day. Anytime I know faith from yesterday, it's that now faith. Now faith is a substance of the faith for right now. I got faith right now. I got faith right now to know that God will make a way for me. I got enough faith to believe that nothing can harm me. I got to have enough faith to believe that all my needs are being met. I got to believe that whatever God promised unto me, it shall manifest in my life. But I got to believe it. I got to believe it, and I got to have faith in God for it to come past my life, because I sure can't see it. Because if it's faith and I see it, is it really faith? Can I hope for a thing that I already see? Can I? Can we hope for a thing that we already see? There ain't no truth in it. Faith means I cannot see it. And because God says that I can't please him, or we can't please him without faith, we must have faith to please the living God. You know, that's why it says, you know, Abraham, they went to the land, and the way it sounds to me, it said he went on a strange land. He ain't go no place that he already knew. And he said he dwelled in a tabernacle with Isaac and Jacob, and Isaac being the promise. We're going to talk about that. We ain't going to talk about it today, but we're going to talk about it. And he said he looked for the city which had a foundation. So you got to have the right foundation. You got to have the right foundation. You got to have Jesus, whom the builder and the maker is God. You want everything that you have to be built and be made by God. You want his foundation. Because anything else won't last. You want that type of foundation. You want a foundation that's built on faith. You want a foundation that trusts in the Lord. You want a foundation that you are committed unto him and believe in what he said. You got to have that kind of foundation. You want your house, and I'm talking about your physical self, to be built on that. You want to have that hope. You want to have that trust in God. You want to be built on that. You want your house to be built on that. Because on this journey, and what the Bible says, that many affliction are the righteous, and we got to have faith. And I'm pretty sure on that journey that Abraham and Sarah, his wife, who were with him, that wife was with him, that they had to go through some stuff on the journey, but they had to have faith on the journey. Don't you know you got to have faith on the journey? Because it is a journey of faith when it comes to God. And your faith will be tested to see will you stay faithful unto God. And many of us, we don't. Once we get what we want from God, then we just go on by our little merry way. Because that's all we wanted was some stuff. We didn't want God. And there's nothing wrong with having nice stuff. But sometimes we put that stuff before God. And it's not good to do that. We should never love nothing more than we love God. We are not to have faith in nobody more than we have in God. I mean, yeah, we got prophets in our lives, and we got pastors, and we got evangelists, and we have elders, we have teachers, we have mentors, coaches, whatever. But we got to put our faith in God. And we got to know that we got faith in God. We can't put our faith and confidence in man, nor its system, because it's truly going to fall. Man's system is going to fall. And you can't put no trust in that. You got to have faith like Abraham. You got to have true faith, that real faith, that even if the system falls, you're going to still have faith in God. You got to have that faith to believe God, even though everything around you is falling down. You still got to believe God. You still got to have faith. You still got to move by faith, because it's impossible to please God. All things are possible if you believe. If you believe that he is. If you believe that God is able to do what he says he can do. If you will believe him. But many times we don't believe. We got to believe. We got to believe that God is able to do just what he said he can do. We got to believe it. We got to believe it with all our heart, all our mind, and all of our soul, because we're living in that time. And I see it. Everywhere I go, I see it. I just see it. It is getting worse in this world today. So many have turned from God, and so many have put their trust in man and everything else. And not in God. They got faith to believe in the world. They got faith to believe in the money of this world. But we got no faith to believe in God. We got to have that same faith to believe in God. God, I believe, was pleased with Abraham, because Abraham had so much faith in God. Abraham yet did whatever God told him to do. Abraham went where God told him to go. Abraham did what God told him to do. Will you? Do you have that kind of faith? Do you have that faith that Abraham had? Because you got that. Yes, we got to talk about faith. And then you probably say, well, are you there? Well, yes, faith is so important to your walk that you got to get this faith in your mind and in your spirit so that when stuff comes to knock you down, you can get back up. You don't have to say that, I'm falling and I can't get up. Faith said, get up. Faith said, move. It don't say, lay there. It said, get up. Don't wait for nobody else to get you up. Get up yourself. Because the storms of life going to come. And we're living in that time. And we got to have faith that Abraham them had in those days. They had faith to believe. And they had to walk everywhere they had to go. Or they had to ride them donkeys or camels or whatever they were riding on. But they had to go by faith. They had to go. And they had to move by the faith. We got to move by faith. And we got to believe God. You know, sometimes we, you know, believe in God for a thing and say, God said, well, I want you to go out and do this. Can I tell you something? Some of the things that God tell you to do, you ain't going to have the money to do it. Yes, most of the time, you're not going to have the money to do it. And you're going to have faith in God to do it. For it to become possible in your life, you're going to have faith to move to do it. Can't nobody do it for you. That's why you can't get it done, because you're waiting on somebody else to do it for you. But God said, no, I told you to do it. I told you to open the business. I told you to do this ministry. I told you that was your wife. You don't want to believe it. I told you that was your wife, but you don't want to believe it. God knows what's best for us. And sometimes we just don't have enough faith to believe that he does. But he does know what's best for us. And that's why he don't give us stuff. When we say we're ready for it, because we're not truly ready for it. We're not ready for all of that. And we have to realize at the right season and by our faith, what God has promised unto us shall come to pass. We must live by faith and not by sight. Just like Abraham, they live by faith. Abraham lived by faith. Sarah, they live by faith. The followers of God in those days live by faith. They didn't have nothing compared to what we have today. Oh, the devil, he's so busy. He got us so occupied with all of this stuff in the world. And we got so much faith in it, too. And God wants us to have faith in him like Abraham had. He wants us to have that kind of faith, to trust him, to know that God is not going to let you starve. He ain't going to let your children starve. He's going to give you a job. But you got to have faith to believe it. And you need to go out there and put some applications in now. If you want a job and God has promised you a new job, can you go put in some application, please? Because if you don't, say you're not believing God. God said, if you go, it don't matter whether you got the experience. Now, God said, have faith in me. Because I can open the doors that no man can close. I can open the door, but it's by your faith. See, faith says, I got to do something to get that job. I got to at least apply for the job so that God will show me favor and get so I can get hired for the job. But if I don't do no application, back in the day, they used to say you got to hit the pavement. Because back in the day, you know, you didn't have internet. You couldn't apply for jobs over your phone and all that kind of stuff. Now you can apply for a job right over your phone now. But back in the day, you had to hit the pavement. In other words, you had to hit the road, you had to get out, you had to drive and go to place because you had to do paper applications. You don't have to do that anymore. You can do them online. So there's no excuse. You got to have faith to move. Faith says, I got to move. I got to move like Abraham moved. I got to move by faith like Abraham moved. And I got to believe God to do what he said he's going to do. But I got to move. I can't be who God says I'm going to be if I ain't got no faith in God. If I got faith in God, I'm going to move. I'm going to go. I don't know why I'm going, but you know, Lord, you told me to go. So I'm going to go. That's the type of faith that Abraham had. God said it, I got to go. God said it, I got to do. I got to go. I got to leave that place. Can you imagine Abraham said, you know what? You know what, Sarah? We got to go. We got to go. We got to get up out of here. We can't stay here. Because God is taking us into a new land. Some of us are getting ready to go in new land. So we got to be ready to go. I want to encourage you to get ready to go. And don't think it's strange. Yes, it's going to be in a strange land. Just like it was for Abraham. It's going to be a strange land, but the blessings of God is in the land. The milk and honey is in the land. The fruit is in the land. The grapes are in the land. The new wine is in the land. Everything is in the land. So if you're going to get what God has for you, you're going to have to move by faith and go get it. It's waiting on you, but you got to move. It ain't going to come to your door. You got to move. You got to leave your past behind. And everybody can't go with you when you get ready to go. Some people are going to separate from you anyway. Because they don't want you to have nothing anyhow. So you got to get ready to move like Abraham moved. You got to have that same faith to say, God, I trust you. I don't understand what you're doing, but I trust you. Some of the things that God has told me to do, some of the stuff just come to pass in my life. And but I had to move. Something God had told me to do, and I had it for years, and I just held on to it. I know what God telling me to do it, but now I see, because I can see it now. Because I move by faith. Now I can see it. You know, sometimes we get discouraged because of the long wait for the promise, whatever the blessing is. We get tired in the waiting. But we got to have faith and believe that if God promised that thing to us, it shall come to pass. We got to have that faith as Abraham had and believe God. We got to have that faith because without it, we can't please God. We got to trust God like Abraham did. We got to have faith like Abraham did so we can get ready for our new. I don't know about you, but I'm ready for some new stuff. Let's see. Abraham's life was a life of faith. Our life must be a life of faith in God. Not in the world, not in our money in our banks, not in our husbands or wives, not in our mansion, not in our education, but our faith must be in God. It must be in God because you can't get no job if God don't open the door for you. Don't care what kind of degrees you got. So we must have a life of faith. Abraham had. He lived every day of his life trusting, loving God, and believing in God. We got to do the same thing, even though we don't understand what God is trying to do. And our faith in God makes all things possible. Our faith is a powerful, powerful key in our walk with God. So we must walk in faith and believe in God as believers. We got to walk in faith. Don't let the devil come and steal and kill and destroy your faith because he knows you ain't going to get nothing if you don't move by faith. So we got to get ready, and we got to get ready because we in that time, and we got to have faith in God. So let us have faith
as Abraham had. And let us spend time in God's word, because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And if we don't hear nothing about faith, you probably say, oh, that's a little simple old message. She's talking about faith. Well, you're going to need this faith, and it's going to come back to you because it's a word from the Lord. And God gave the message, and I have to preach what God said to preach. And he said, we need faith, and we need faith like Abraham. So know that faith means waiting for God to do whatever he's going to do in our life in the right season. That means having faith in him, trusting in God to fulfill the promise as he did for Abraham. Amen. Thank God for his word. We got to have faith, possible to please God without us. We can't please him without faith. So we got to have faith. And I know a lot of times people don't want to hear that, but that's not, you know, you got to preach what God said. We got to preach the word. If I had, this is true prophecy, the word of God is true prophecy about faith. We got to have faith. Everything that we do with God is about having faith in him, because we haven't seen him. So we got to have faith in him. We got to have faith to believe that whatever he says, he can do, and it got to be by our faith and nothing else. Amen. To God be the glory. We got to have faith like Abraham, and we got to move, y'all. We got to do something. We got to move. We got to be moved by faith to do it. To God be the glory. Amen. I'm going to go ahead and do the invitation. Amen. The Bible tells us by faith and through grace we are saved. If you got enough faith to believe that Jesus died on the cross for you, if you got enough faith to believe that God loves you, and he does, he loved you so much that he sent his only begotten son, that you might have life. And have it more abundant, that you will have eternal life. If you believe and have faith that Jesus is the Son of God, that he came in the flesh and he died for you, if you believe it and you confess with your mouth, you need to say, I confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord. You got to believe it. You got to believe and have faith and know that Jesus shed his blood for you, because it said by faith and through grace we are saved. So you even got to have faith for salvation. You got to have faith. It's all about faith. It's a faith journey. And we got to keep on talking about faith so people can get faith, because there's going to be a time you're going to need all the faith you can get. And if you are not saved, if you will say this prayer with me, Lord, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Lord, forgive me of my sin. I believe and confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord, and God raised him from the dead. If you said this prayer and you honestly do repent of your sin, welcome to the body of Christ. If you are a backslider, I want to encourage you today to rededicate your life unto the Lord. Come back to your father. The Bible says he's ever married to the backslider. I want to encourage you today to come back to your father. Come out of the world of sin and don't sin no more. Come now while the blood is yet warm in your vein. No matter how you got out there, it's time for you to come back unto your father. And if you're one of those people that's been a church goer, your name is on the roll, but you don't know for sure whether you're saved. You don't really know for sure that you're saved. You need to know whether you're truly saved, because being on the church roll is not going to save you. Being a good speaker is not going to save you. Being a bigger tither in your church is not going to save you. Going under the water is not going to save you. Going to church every Sunday ain't going to save you. It's not going to save you. You got to be saved for real. You got to be born again. So if you have not, if you don't know whether you've been saved or not, or you're a backslider, you just say the same prayer. You know, Lord, I'm a sinner. I'm in need of a Savior. Forgive me of my sin. I repent. I believe that you live and you died and you rose again just for me. And if you said that prayer, you honestly repent. If you are a backslider and you rededicated your life to Christ today, I want to welcome you all back unto the Lord. Jesus came that all might be saved. He didn't come that you could be lost. He didn't come that you could be condemned. But you must be saved. You got to be saved. So if you have done that today, if you would just inbox me on Facebook, Elaine Jackson on Voice of Truth, if you would do that, amen, to God be the glory, I'll get back with you, also with my leaders, amen. We want to encourage you to follow Voice of Truth, also Without Walls Worldwide Ministry, Pathetic Corner, and Faith Come by Hearing Ministry. We want to encourage you to follow those ministries. We are Bible-believing church. We do want Without Walls. We are Church Without Walls, amen. But we want to encourage you to get connected and stay connected to these ministries of God. Amen. We want to encourage you to follow, to stay connected to this ministry. God is going to do some great work. Amen. BLT announcement for today. Amen. We do hope and pray that you tune in to Pathetic Corner today from 5 o'clock to speak with your host, Prophetess Martha Williams. We want to encourage you to connect and follow her ministry as well. If her ministry has been a blessing unto you, if you would just sow a seed and expect a harvest. On Sunday evening from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m., Voice of Truth is live and on the air on Block Talk Radio. We want to encourage you to continue to listen and tell a family member, tell a friend about the radio programs and let them know that God has a word for them. Amen. So they can get healed and they can get delivered, that they can get saved and set free. Then also on Tuesday night at 9 o'clock p.m., we have One Word from the Lord with my leaders, Apostle Yvonne Ryle and Pastor Joseph Ryle. I want to encourage you to get connected and stay connected. I don't know about you, but I need a word from the Lord, and they always bring an on-time word, powerful man and woman of God. Then on Saturday, we have Faith Come by Hearing Ministry, Faith Come by Hearing Ministry. With your host, Elder Bertha, Evangelist, we want to encourage you to get connected, a powerful woman of God, a praying woman of God. We want to encourage you to get connected to all these ministries, Without Walls, become followers of this ministry. Back in Jesus' day, they followed Jesus' ministry. They wasn't on the church road. They followed Jesus' ministry, and they followed him everywhere he went. It was always a choir because he was healing, delivering, and setting free. So we want to encourage you to get connected to these ministries, Without Walls. Amen. We also want to encourage you to become a partner with Without Walls Worldwide Ministries to help us spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. And if you would like to do that, just inbox me. There are many perks, and you'll be on our prayer list, so just inbox me, and I'll tell you how to do that. And if these ministries that I have listed earlier, if these ministries have been a blessing to you, if you would just sow a seed of faith, there that word faith again, if you would sow a seed of faith and expect a harvest, one of this ministry, and it's a blessing behind it when you sow an offering or tie it into a ministry, amen, a ministry of God, amen. And as always, we are running out of time, but if you have a prayer request, you can go ahead and press the one and just give your name and where you're calling from, amen. But I don't see anybody with their hand raised, so we just pray that God will meet you at your point of need, amen, to God be the glory. We got to get out of here, but know that Without Walls Worldwide Ministries are ministries without walls, ministries with you in mind. We are everywhere you go, whether you're at home, in your car, or on the go, we are where you are. So we give God all the praise for the ministry. Remember, we got to have faith like Abraham. You got to have faith to please God. Amen. Now I'm going to do the benediction. Now to him that is able to keep you from falling, to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power. both now and forevermore. Amen. God loves you, and we love you too. Here at Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry, meet us here next week at the same time. Live by faith, walk by faith, talk by faith. Amen.